I'm talking to John, who's been on the Live and Kicking course, and we're at Chelsea Football Club, aren't we?
Yeah.
So tell us what you've been doing.
Well, basically, when I started, I didn't know the back of the front of a computer.
Yeah.
So we started in the, not this class, the other one.
Yeah.
And we did sort of, we started with emails and then went on to various sites on the computer, which I've got, I'm okay on now.
Yeah.
But last week we started Facebook.
Right.
Which is a bit confusing at the moment.
Yeah.
We're getting there slowly. But
yeah.
It's, the other lads have been here, what, 3-4 years, and now I've only had two. But
right.
I think I've caught up with them.
And what's motivating you to do this stuff?
Well, to find information from the
right.
The computer, you know, all over the world, maps and
yeah.
various things, and we've done all the Google maps and whatever. And, it's very interesting. It's something, you know, if I'm retired now, there's something to do.
Yeah, but and you're looking at using Facebook to stay in touch with your family.
My family all over the world. Well, they're all over the place.
Where are they?
New Zealand, Australia.
Right.
There's some of the wives, India, Sri Lanka, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, which she hasn't got a computer, but the rest of, you know.
And how did you keep in touch with them before?
Well, there was emails for some of them, but some of them haven't got computers, so it's a bit difficult. So you used to just, the wife rings up and spends a small fortune, to be quite honest.
Right.
Never stops. So.
And you've learned to upload photos.
Oh,
Facebook.
Yes, there's no problem. Well, I think I can now, as you just showed me. Hopefully. But,
sure
I can do it onto the computer, no problem. But, and I've done them onto an email.
Yes.
Which I struggle still a bit, but...
Have you come across Skype?
Yep, we use Skype.
Have you had a go at that?
Yeah, we use Skype a bit, but it seemed to have dropped off a bit.
I think it depends a lot on the conditions of the internet connection, especially at the other end.
No, it works, but it's normally the... Watch this in India, use that.
Yeah.
And sometimes a time difference. You've got it's a bit.
And you were doing some filming last week, I think, weren't you? Tell us about that. What were you doing?
I did filming of the Dad's Army sketch. I was filming just one.
Right.
What was he? The Major, whatever, or the Captain.
Oh, yeah.
I was just filming him close up.
Right.
While the others were filming all the things. And then I did on the bigger camera an interview with Wendy, the education officer.
Okay. Have you looked at that yet? Are you going to look at
that
today?
No, we haven't seen that.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
We haven't seen any of that.
So we're going to go on and do that.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah, we should get onto that soon. But,
and how come your family are dispersed all over the world? What's all that about?
The wife was born in Sri Lanka.
Right.
And she's descendant of a Scotch tea planter.
Right.
Originally. So the Scots and Dutch on that.
Yeah.
And, there were seven of them. They married all different.
Okay.
You know,
so
and, this is my second wife. So my son is in New Zealand.
So a complicated family.
Well, no, we've got no children. It's not. I mean, the first wife there was the two children. The second one we had none because we're a bit old to have kids at 40. Mm. And the son's in New Zealand. The daughter's in Wales.
Right.
I've still yet to see the last two grandchildren in New Zealand. And,
when are you going to go?
hopefully we will, but it's a long trip.
It is a long way.
27
It is a long way. Where do they live in New Zealand?
Just outside Auckland.
Right.
In the north of
Auckland. It's really bad news from Christchurch.
Christchurch is bad. He said that some of the people he worked with had people around that area, but apparently they're all safe and they're very lucky.
No, and I know you've tried now. What did you used to do before?
Me?
Yeah.
I was a resident caretaker for 20 years
in
Kensington Church Street.
Right.
Before that, I had about 15 years on the farm.
Right. Whereabouts was the farm?
Newmarket.
Right, okay.
And
so
then,
is that where you're from originally?
No. Then.
So I was trying to work out from your accent where
you're
from.
Yeah, no, you'll never figure that one out.
I can't figure it out at all.
No, because it's a mixture. So I used to drive a truck for a lot of years and went from Newmarket to Birmingham every day, virtually.
All right.
300 miles a day.
Yeah, it's a long way.
And I was 10 when I left the Lake District. I was born on a farm in the Lake District.
Whereabouts?
Ambleside.
Ambleside, all right. Because my granddad was from Hawkshead.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Very good.
He used to work in the co-op in Hawkshead.
I was born on the farm and overlooking Windermere Lane, beautiful childhood.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, my father moved to Newmarket when I was 11.
A bit flatter there.
Good job he did, because it's a hard life out on the farm. Right. And last year, I went up there with my daughter. It's holiday let.
Yeah.
So I stayed in what used to be the stable.
Really?
I won't tell you where the daughter stayed.
not on
this.
Okay. Right, and so what have you thought about doing this live and kicking project? You've been learning new stuff.
Oh yes,
you've been working with younger people as well, I think.
Yeah, there's younger people there. Absolutely.
And how's that been?
Very good. I'm okay with that. I have no problem. I always get on well with the young ones, even my grandchildren.
Yeah.
I've always been open minded. I never treat them as kids. Whatever. You treat young people as
people.
As people. young people, not children.
Yeah.
And I always get on well with them, I do, anyway.
Well, John, thanks very much.
Thank you.